But I guess no one, it was not the same people, so.
Share that one again?
Sure.
Okay.
The one about the picture.
Yeah, so this is, so I'm Matthew, by the way, as I said, Matthew Love.
Love?
And, yeah, Love.
Oh, okay.
Big last name to live up to. And so I grew up in Wyoming, Laramie, Wyoming. Most of the time there were two families. One of the families moved to Colorado, so it was just one there. And so, anyway, that's a whole other story. But when it came time to, when I graduated high school, I continued on to STF. Because I thought that's what all second gen did. I thought that was the standard course. You finish your high school, you lay your spiritual foundation, then you start working or you go to college, get your material foundation, and then you go change the world. And so I was a little more than slightly disappointed when I got to STF and kind of realized that the standard was not what I had visualized, because the church community experience for me was my family. That was it. And so we never dealt with what happens when multiple families come together and you have to overcome these cultural differences. Like, I realized much bigger than national cultural differences is family cultural differences, that all the foundation, the fundamental beliefs are all there, but everyone does things slightly differently and communication is a little different. And sometimes it's much bigger differences than that. And so I was dismayed when I got to STF, but I knew that these people do want to make a change in their lives. And then I was more dismayed when I realized that was like the top 20% of all second gen that decided to do this. And so it was, anyway, that's a whole different story that I'm going into. But so about halfway through, I did 3 years. And so, you know, this is my own personal development, you know, really focusing on my spiritual life. And then True Father announces that he's going to do a matching and blessing ceremony. And I know that I'm not ready for this matching and blessing ceremony. I know that, truth be told, I would probably be never be actually ready to the level of maturity to receive such a blessing. But there was word that this might well be the last one. So I had to, oh my gosh, why right now? And so I just did a lot of praying and finally decided, okay, well, maybe I'll take that step, mention it to my parents and see what they think about this idea, because I absolutely trust my parents and I believe that God will absolutely work through my parents. But this was a great opportunity for me to receive this blessing from the Messiah himself. And it's just such a blessing that of all the people in human history, I'm here right now. And that's worth it to me, even if I'm not quite ready. It just means I have to be that much more committed to get ready and to continue developing myself through the process. And so I called my parents and they said, okay, we didn't really want to tell you while you were on STF because we didn't want to distract you. But there's a family that's contacted us about a matching process. And so So what that came down to in my mind was there are now two paths in front of me. They have very distinctly different results. And this is not just about, you know, my happiness here. This is my path to perfection, basically, is through the family, right? So this is an eternal choice for me. And something that I always, you know, I believe very much that God is working through, but it was so strange to think now I have to make that decision. Like, is there a right one and a wrong one? Like, how does this work? You know, and so it made it a lot harder for me because all these deeper questions came to me where if there were no two options, I would have just prepared myself and gone. And so I had no idea how to make this decision. And I tried all kinds of conditions, and finally, the deadline was drawing near where I was going to have to make this decision. And I'd been talking with my mentors, I'd been talking with my parents, I'd been praying like crazy, and I just didn't feel any clear push in either of these directions. And it was not a small decision. And so I thought, okay, Heavenly Father, I have 3 days left, I'm going to fast these 3 days, and I need to make a decision by the time this is done. We were in Orlando, Florida in November. Normally Orlando, I would think, is very warm. It was bitterly cold. And so I would get up, my team would be, I was an STF captain at this time. So at the same time, I'm trying to take care of this fundraising team. They gifted me with the education team, which is members who do not really understand what fundraising is all about. They don't appreciate the lessons and values that it has to teach. They're kind of there because if they didn't come, dad wouldn't pay for college. And so it was a little tougher for me because it's like the babysitting team. So really good, a growing experience for me, but all that was kind of thrown in with this decision of, you know, do I go to the blessing or not. And so I'd get up an hour before everybody else, and I just remember so vividly walking around this Orlando, Florida Walmart parking lot. It felt like it was 20 degrees out, probably more like 35. But this is Orlando, this is Florida. Orlando was cold. And, finished the 3 days. I was really hoping for this aha moment. Never happened. I was like, why is this so? I feel like I should be getting some help with this decision. And so I said, okay, well, Heavenly Father, I'm going. And if you don't want me there, you better put something in my way to stop me. That's the decision I'm going to make, because I don't know what else you want me to do. So I told my parents, I told my commander, I said, I'm beginning the process of preparing to go to the blessing this January. And so I need photographs. One of my upper body and full body photograph was going to be a matching by photograph. There would be no going to Korea, it turned out. And so I would need to take pictures. Okay, well, Walmart is wonderful for everything. So I went into the Walmart. It had a Photoshop there. So I said, I need those two pictures. And he said, okay. So that will, and I had about 6 weeks left before the blessing, and he said, okay, so those two pictures, it'll cost you about $70, and they'll be ready in about 2 months.
Wow.
And you can come pick them up in 2 months.
Wow.
Okay, is this roadblock number one here?
Yeah.
And so I said, well, I actually kind of need them faster than that. Yeah. They're for some important documents. And he said, well, we can't really rush it. That's the process. And I said, well, I'm just passing through. We're always on the move. I actually live in Wyoming. He's like, oh, that's no problem. We can just send them to Wyoming in 2 months when they're done. Mm-hmm. And so I must have looked distressed or something. I thought, well, maybe this is over faster than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. And out of the blue, he says, don't tell anyone. And he took taken the pictures. He took the memory card out of his camera. He said, take this to the back of the store. There's the do-it-yourself camera shop. It will cost you $7, and they'll be ready in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
And he said, don't tell anybody, because this is illegal. And so I was like, okay. So roadblock number one, passed.
Yeah.
Success. But that was comforting, because that was very clearly, to me, something that was not a coincidence. And so as I continued the preparation process, things like that kept happening. And so it gave me a lot more confidence that, yes, maybe this is the way it was supposed to be. And so anyway, long story short, continued, made all the preparations, sent my photograph in, and got matched and blessed. So that was a nice, powerful experience for me, and how God and the Spirit really moves and works in our lives in ways not just related to fundraising.
How about for Gloria's side? What was your experience?
I think it was similar. I also heard that it was going to be the last blessing, and so of course that put me in a more, later it was not the last one, but when you hear that, it puts you in a position. I always felt that I wanted to receive the blessing from two parents, and I don't know if I trusted my parents. I just felt two parents is better for me, and so I prepared myself, and I had to ask myself these questions as well and receive little signs here and there of what I should do. And so in the end I went, and then I received his picture in a computer. First it was the name, Matthew Love from Wyoming. And then I received a picture, so that was a little bit shocking because it's the your first is the husband that you're going to have all your life, so it was in a computer. At first the blessing was going to be in person, but then it was by picture, so we just send our picture and then to Father made the matching, and then they send us through the national leaders, they send us the picture, so that was, yeah, it was, that was it. And then we met in New York, and yeah, what I could say is that while I was going to the blessing with other second generation of Spain, and for us, the beginning was really difficult because we had to overcome a lot of challenges and it was not easy. And some other of my friends, it was more easy at the beginning and they were, everything worked better at the beginning. But later they had problems. So what I've been realizing is that every couple is going to go through that challenge, that difficulty, like test of fire that they're going to go through. And so for us, it was at the beginning and we overcame, and that's a great victory, but I think everybody's going to have it. You know, even if it's not at the beginning, in the middle, or in the end, so yes. But
where did you grow up?
Yes, I'm from Spain.
Spain?
Yes, so I grew up. My mother is French, my father is Spanish, and it was very interesting because both my parents, they received the blessing with Americans, but they didn't work out, they broke the blessing, so they re-blessed. Yes, but it was at the beginning. They never really started family life. They just cut the blessing and it was both my father and my mother. So when I was blessed with an American, at first I had a lot of challenges, but I felt I had something that I needed to overcome because the Americans were not able to accept my parents. So I took on that challenge and I told him, and you also thought, I have to work extra harder because my parents were rejected by Americans and then.
Mm-hmm. How many languages do you speak
today? Well, I speak Spanish, English, a little bit, and then a little bit of French. So, and I'm also learning Korean, but that's
more than a little.
Wow!
Okay. And how about you?